My name is Benedict Noon, and I'll be playing Joseph in Green Parrot Productions' version of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain.
This musical is about a young boy named Joseph, who is sold into slavery by his brothers because he's his father's favourite son, and the 12 brothers sell Joseph into slavery, and it's about his story of going from nothing, being in jail, to becoming the second most powerful man in Egypt. It's really a tale of morals. There's one moment where he's employed by a man named Potiphar, and his wife tries to seduce him, and she frames him for sleeping with her when he never did.
A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden cord flew out of sight.
My name's Jennifer Lansbutt Noon, and I'm one of the directors of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for Green Parrot Productions. Green Parrot Productions exists to put on family musicals that will appeal to families in the audience, but also we like getting families involved in the cast and the crew, and it makes for a wonderful family atmosphere. We've got a cast of about 120, and of that, we've got about 50 or 60 kids. We've got a lot of teenagers on stage. Our Joseph is 18, and it makes a wonderful atmosphere having the adults and the kids all working together. Joseph was one of the first shows that Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote together. It was originally written as a 15-minute piece for a school choir, so it's got wonderful parts for children. A lot of people have a huge emotional attachment to this show. A lot of people of my generation actually learnt it when they were at school, and we've got some people in the cast who played Joseph, and it's really special for them to get a chance to do it as an adult when they sang it at school.
My name is Jennifer Stuklosa, and I play one of the wives in Joseph. And the wives are either one of the four wives to Jacob or one of the wives to the brothers. My other two children are also in this production. We don't know what we would do without musical theater here in Brussels.
Any dream will...